Welcome to Go Home Heat, an NXT podcast. We have got Justin here via satellite. He's not feeling too good, so he's going to be talking to me over the phone. Nice enough to answer. Thank you, Justin.
I'm glad to be here.
Good deal, good deal. We got a KO on commentary tonight, which I thought was a nice little...
He was killing
it. Yeah, he was. Ember Moon versus Candice LeRae is the first match of the evening. We start out with wrestling. Right? We start out with wrestling.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ember's on fire. Candice runs through, tries to get Hartwell to help. Ember's doing great till Dakota and Gonzalez come out. Now it's basically 4-on-1. Candice floats
up. Ember got out of the ring, though.
Huh?
Ember got out of the ring, though, and got away.
Right. Right. Candice floats over into the Gargano escape. Moon winds up powering out. Candice climbs into the sleeper seamlessly. Legs, arms. Falls back out of the sleeper. Similar to what we were talking about on the last show. She falls backwards, which is a good way to get out of that hole. Which I'd never see that before. Then I get it twice in 1 week, which is strange. Ember has it going, and she goes for the eclipse, but she hits it on Hartwell, not Candice, which winds up being the kind of thing where LeRae gets the kick to the head, and then the Wicked Stepsister moves, winds up with the victory, and then they go to Jumper. She escapes. Tony Storm comes out, and we're going to have a scrap here, but Tony Storm goes heel, which we saw it coming.
I'm very happy with it. I like her much better as a heel. She's not...
And the heels reign supreme on this night as they put the beatdown on.
Which, it's kind of weird that Shotzi hasn't shown up to recruit anybody to her team in like several weeks.
Right. We're going to need her to get to show up to work soon.
Yeah, and pick some people to come get in a fight with her.
Yeah. What was that? Yeah, yeah, right. The other team's already formed, and they got an extra. Okay, now we go to LaGuardia de Fantasmo. How badly did I say that?
Oh, that was awful.
Okay, so then we get the...
They're sitting around talking about how great they are.
Yes, yes they are, and they're going to fight Kurt Stallion, who they basically intro for us. Monty Hall. Oh my goodness. Yes. Yes. That's great that you even remember that guy.
It's great that he was alive for getting mugged.
Yes. Yes. If he is, actually. Undisputed era time. Cole says he ain't dead yet. Okay, anyway, Cole is on a roll here, walking around talking. You can tell he's feeling himself a little bit. He's glad to be back on TV. And they do let us know that we're going to get Kyle O'Reilly versus Pete Dunne tonight in a ladder match, and that's all we really need to know, right?
Yeah, and we also know that Pat McAfee is definitely not here tonight.
Definitely not. Could not be. No chance. Yes, and if he's going to be there, he had to have had his fingers crossed.
You're disparaging his character, and I don't appreciate it.
Okay, then they wind up telling us who the actual team is going to be. Storm, Gonzalez, Kyle, LeRae, Hartwell on the outside. Then we get Thatcher versus Kushida and Tommaso Ciampa outside. My goodness, what did you think of this match? I knew you would.
Thatcher and Kushida are just, I love watching them. The grappling was excellent. Everything they did was nice, snug. It was stiff. Those two dudes are tough. They're not afraid to go smack each other or put moves on, holds on each other and make it look nasty and stuff. It was just good.
Right.
And counter. Loved every bit of it.
Right. And also, in wrestling, it's cool if you work a body part, like Kushida works the arm, and then he winds up winning because he gets that same arm into the hoverboard lock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you tell a story, and then you actually have that story matter in the finish.
That's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I like it, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
Then they have a quick review of the classic between Io and Rhea Ripley last week, and Ripley admits to not really know for sure where her character's going, but she's going to let us know later tonight, which means she will probably be getting beaten up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. KO show. Leon Ruff comes out, and Kevin does a very good job here of interacting with Leon in a fun way, kind of sort of putting him over. Go ahead. One of the more interesting things about Kevin's current character is how the wrestling tropes are funny to him.
Yes, he's meta.
Yeah, like, you know, he goes ahead and asks for another chair as you know.
Leon says Johnny's name.
Right, and then when Johnny comes out, he goes ahead and asks for another chair because he knows that at some point Damian Priest will be coming out, and then
yeah,
it's. Right. I loved it. I loved the whole thing. And if we only had Teddy Long to make a triple threat match.
That was beautiful.
And then Regal comes out and does it and says playa at the end. I thought it was perfectly done, this whole segment.
Everything about that promo was magic.
Right. Like, all the players involved played their part. Golly G Ruff. Uber cool Damien, can't figure out a way to be cool to save his life. Johnny, Regal coming in with the little tongue-in-cheek reference to his good buddy and everybody's favorite, you know, Teddy Long. It was great. Mm-hmm. Grimes versus Jake Atlas is next. Another strong performance by both. What did you think about all of this? Mm-hmm.
But the more I watch him in the ring, the more I'm like, that dude, he's got some special stuff in him that if they can find a way to bring it out, he could be phenomenal.
I agree. And they're doing it. It looks like maybe he, let me put it this way. He's really good at wrestling. So what are they having him do? Wrestle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, heighten what the person's good at. Okay, so then Loomis winds up showing up, and Grimes is out.
Let's give Grimes his credit, too. Grimes, he was so good in this match. And, you know, came out of nowhere with the cave-in. You know, just top-notch.
Absolutely. Grimes is great at everything. And I used to think he was above average at everything. And now I just think he's great at everything. He's really good in the ring. He golly shucks is so well. He's annoying. He plays his part. He has the kind of finisher that if I can catch you sleeping by being wormy, it can win the match. And if I can catch you sleeping by just reacting, it can win the match.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect for a bad guy to be like this, right? And like we said, Loomis comes out and scares the snot out of him. And Loomis seems to want a strap match.
And Loomis does a video, an artistic video package about Cameron Grimes. See Cameron run.
That was great too, right? And unique to what and unique to what NXT is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, they take these things that, you know, only this guy can kind of do, and they put it into the show. They do such a good job.
Yeah,
And Loomis has been in several weird matches for a guy that, on the surface, you know, he doesn't even talk, and we know he has a personality, right?
Yeah, he gets his personality crossed without ever having to
say
one.
Right, and he's not doing the worm. No, no, it's just really
intensity,
good.
Huh? Intensity, weirdness.
Yes.
You know.
Creepy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. Okay, Ripley winds up, she is here and she's here to stay, so I was wrong. She's not really leaving, which I thought for sure she was.
I thought too.
Yeah, and they probably did too. But either way, Candace cuts her off, and Candace is laying it on pretty thick here, and then she's gonna basically, they've already beaten up Io Shirai, they drag Io Shirai out, which is heart wrenching because I love Io Shirai, and then they
see, look, we did what you said you would do.
Right, thank you, say that again. Right, and then Ripley winds up having to fight all of them.
This doesn't go well. Which, if you think about it, you can end up with a War Games team of Shotzi Blackheart, Ember Moon, Rhea Ripley, and Io Shirai now.
Right, because Io's character all along has been, I don't really care what they're doing, it doesn't involve my belt, right? And now that they've beaten her up, she has an axe. She has an axe to grind, right? And she's the one, when you put her in a cage, will go up to the top of it and do a backflip.
Mm-hmm.
Shotzi might, but Shotzi could break her neck doing it too, whereas Io will probably actually land the move.
Yes. Not kill herself or the person that she's landing on.
Correct. I like the concept of consequences not be damned.
Yes.
Ever-Rise gets jumped by the grizzled young veterans, and if you want to get your heels over, go ahead.
I was loving Kevin Owens, man, on the stick over there, going, man, this is terrible. We were going to get an Ever-Rise match.
Yeah, which of course, I guess you could have had them jump Fandango or whatever, because it did seem weird that you would jump Ever-Rise if you want to be heels, right? Because I'm totally in favor of Ever-Rise not having a match.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. But I love Grizzled Young Veterans. And I think they're great. And I'm going to enjoy having them on the show.
I do too. I think this is great too. Who are we going to say? We've saved Pete Dunne. We brought over Grizzled Young Vets. Are we getting Walter soon?
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a game changer if you put Walter in the mix over here.
Yeah.
Well, we all want Walter and Finn at some point.
Oh, definitely.
You know? Okay, so they get into a car. Now, after this is over, we do cut to the Gargano family getting into a car. And Hartwell, there's a fourth person in the car. Did you notice that?
Well, there was always two ghost faces. There was the dude ghost face who helped Johnny, and there was Eddie Hartwell helped Candace LeRae. Tell them I wasn't the same person.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I wonder who the dude is. Austin?
I'm going to go with Austin Theory.
Dude, that's a good call. That's a good call. He's the only one left, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And he would fit in well with what Johnny does.
Yes.
Couple of uber-talented wrestlers, you know what I mean? And Johnny, being a veteran, could really, in real life and on TV, help him navigate how matches work. So it's not just I'm getting my stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I like it. Okay, so then we get a banger. Match of the week, probably. O'Reilly versus Pete Dunne. Not probably. What did you think about this match?
I loved it, dude. It was stiff. It was mean. You kind of knew. All right, here's the thing. Have you ever seen a War Games Advantage match that went to the good guys?
No.
Right.
They had both of these guys wrestle. O'Reilly wrestles, Dunn wrestles. Like, I do not particularly care what happens to the person I'm wrestling with's body. And it is, don't get me wrong, I don't think they try to hurt guys. But,
no, I don't think they take liberties at all. They're probably some of the safest workers you'll ever work.
Right. But, like, that spot where, I told Ray when I was watching it, that spot where they're yanking, they're doing the tug of war where their arms are inside of the ladder.
Oh, yeah.
There's just no reason for that spot. All it does is hurt.
My underarm still hurt thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they're not going to be able to put on deodorant for a week.
No.
Rubbing their arms on that little, the middle brace that.
Piece of metal thing.
Yeah, that keeps the ladder from falling in. But anyway, and then, you know, a couple of. Go ahead.
Let's talk about, too, though. Pete Dunne may have to change his outfit.
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
When he was kind of had a little bit of a gut, it was okay.
I was thinking the same thing when he was wearing that. I thought that looks a lot like a swimsuit model.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Wear something that doesn't look like that. You know what I mean? Like, just whatever you want to go with. You know what I mean? But that's not going to do it for you, man. It looks weird on you. Like you said before, it made sense with him, you know, but now he's just so well, you know. I'll tell you what, though, too, if he's going to do a ladder match, he might want to mix in some knee pads.
Yes.
Okay, and so they wind, you know, tell me this, if you were to go through, would you put this in your, like, we already said that Dunn winds up going over. Would you put this in your close to match of the years?
Nah. The only reason no is for the finish.
Okay.
Because I knew it was going to be a Pat McAfee run in.
Right. Well, but he wasn't supposed to be there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, my bad.
That's right. I forgot. He told me he wasn't going to be there. Oh, no. Yeah. Just surprising.
Okay, man. So you had a good show. You enjoyed it.
Oh, it was great. It was great. This is always the best show of the week, pound for pound.
Yeah.
Oh, did we not? We didn't. Hey, we didn't. We skipped over something.
What? Tell me.
We can catch it. The Zilli Bow Boa.
Man, I'm glad. Why don't you talk about that, man?
Well, I think we were about to say it at the start and we got distracted, but apparently they both look like they've been, you know, extras and taken or something like that, like they've been kidnapped or taken to some warehouse where that older Chinese man from earlier is waiting on them, and he brings them in there and they kneel in front of some lady in a chair that you can't really see, and they're all begging and pleading and saying they'll win and saying they'll get over, and all she does is raise a finger and he tells them to shut up or stop. Put some the evil mark on their hand. I don't know what that mark is or whatever, but then kind of cuts out. They've got me interested in these characters again.
I agree, and it's what they do best. They create a background of every character so that you have a reason to care what happens when they actually wrestle, and they do that with. When Austin Theory comes back, if he's with Johnny Gargano, you'll be invested all of a sudden. This right here, we took a girl who we wouldn't let win at all.
Mm-hmm.
And green as she could be, and we've created a whole program around her, and it can go in any direction. And like you said, right now they're at that point where we are below rock bottom, right? We're actually answering to higher powers. Right?
So now you can bring in somebody else and turn that sense as well. Because you kind of get the idea they've at least been there a couple years now.
Right.
Maybe they think she's finally gotten to the point where we can actually get her her in the ring and push her. Maybe, you know, maybe she's gotten a little bit green on her. We can give her a little bit of a buzz.
Right.
They had to set that up, though. They had to give her character so that you would care when they did it, which is smart. They didn't just go, all right, let's just start having a win match or something, or start being a heel. And
they did the opposite. They had her lose matches. Right? Because what they did was they had her hit rock bottom to where she would have to accept whatever she could to go back up to the top or to get to the top for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It just, like I said, it's a really well done show. It's thought out. It makes sense. You know, they do characters without.
It's almost like they have.
You know, we're starting to get that a little bit on all the shows suddenly. And part of that has to do with Roman seems to have free reign over his character on one show.
Mm-hmm.
And so every show has a common theme that runs through the show. And so even if the other things don't, and I think Bray gets a little bit of cachet too, right? And so his common theme will run through the show as well. Now they do hit and miss on a lot of the other stuff, whereas with NXT you get at every level, whether it's the belt or the mid card or the people we're building, at every level there's a rhyme and reason to it, which is a little different than, by a little I mean a lot different than the other ones. yes. Okay, man. So for my man Justin, for me KP, this has been a Go Home Heat production, copyright 2020. Go home.